This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, it's Sean and RJ here, 105 through the Fan. Sean's out back tomorrow. I'm RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden. Alongside, it is President's Day. Roads are a little light this morning. Did you know the shortest president was James Madison, a whopping 5'4"?
Whoa, Sandler height.
Tiny.
Just little guy.
Man.
But I think that wasn't that like it was closer to average height back then.
What was he, the fourth president?
Yeah.
Madison.
So, okay, in the 1800s, the average height of men in Europe was around 5'5 to 5'7.
Okay, so he was born in Europe.
Yeah.
The first, like, four or five were born in Europe.
So, yeah, look, average height, come on.
All right.
Don't slight the guy.
I'm going to slight. I'm
God
slight
slighted him enough already.
I'm going to slight him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to slight
a slightly
him.
Built man.
Slightly built man.
Yeah, that's what he is.
How tall is Shoddy? We doing now?
I don't think we. I mean, he's a Brian Chynum. I think is
quarterback.
I guess he's
quarterback
around,
college football. The SEC.
I've stood.
I'd be 6'2".
I've stood next to him. I think he's 6'1".
Okay.
Maybe 6'2". You were right.
Got to be
6'2".
Got to be. He's your new coach.
Yes, he is. Maybe we'll get a chance to bump into him when we're in Indianapolis.
That's about next
10
week, right?
Days from
oh,
now.
Baby!
I heard you
I can't
got the.
Wait, man.
Yeah, you're gonna love it, Peyton. You are gonna just absolutely
gonna
love it. No, I am. I'm genuinely gonna love this. You got the reservation confirmed.
I got the reservation confirmation. Sean does not believe it's happening.
Nope.
And my thing is, like, it's a reservation. The reservation is what holds the table.
Yes, it is. But here's the thing that I don't think you, and you guys will get a sense of this when we're out there. Like, I asked Todd Archer will jump on with us one of those days that we're out there. And Archer was like, that's too early. He's like, I'm not getting on with you. He was kind of messing with me. But I was like, it's Eastern time. We're on until 11 o'clock over there.
That's going to throw me off.
And he said, but no, you're going to love it.
7
a.m. start time.
I'm going to love it. Yes, I'm going to love that, but it's going to throw me off. 11 o'clock, I mean, I'm on my third exercise by 11 o'clock.
Imagine
what am I going
to
do?
Imagine being able to walk out of the bar early morning hours, like 12:15, go to bed, and still get a good 6 hours sleep before the show.
Mm.
That's going to be glorious. But I was talking to Todd, and I said, we're going to be out there. I mean, it's till 11 o'clock because it's Eastern time. Because, yeah, but Combine Indianapolis 11 is not normal 11 because you're usually out working the crowd
yeah.
all the night before. And so, but he did say, he's like, no, I'll jump out with you.
Good.
So he'll be out there. He'll be hanging out with us. But that's the thing is that 7:30, that's early in Indy. So that's what time we got our reservation there. 7:30 is like, well, teams are still in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going. A lot of these dinners for teams and stuff end up being like 9 o'clock, 9:30. No, they got to. They've got their interviews. They're running people through the ringer. All right, speaking of Todd Archer. Todd Archer had an article up at ESPN this weekend. What Schottenheimer hire means for Prescott and the Cowboys offense. And this is how it starts off. It says, it's about an hour before Brian Schottenheimer is introduced as the 10th head coach in the history of the Dallas Cowboys. Through the atrium windows at the Star, Dak Prescott is seen rehabbing from the surgery he had to repair a right hamstring avulsion suffered in week 9 loss to the Atlanta Falcons. He's wearing a gray hoodie and gray sweatpants with director of rehabilitation Britt Brown holding the cords. Prescott goes through a series of exercises up and down the field to rebuild the strength in his right leg. Soon, Prescott will sit behind the media as Schottenheimer, Jerry Jones, and Stephen Jones answer questions for more than an hour, listening intently to a coach he has grown to like over the past 3 years and who could be the last coach he has as Cowboys quarterback. And that was the big line here that I wanted to focus on, because I think that's been an under-discussed part of the Brian Schottenheimer hire. Is that I think not just could be, I think likely this is the last Cowboys head coach that Dak Prescott plays for. Todd Archer brings up the point, Dak is signed through 2028, so is Brian Schottenheimer. We know that they generally don't like to fire anybody. They'd rather the contract just run out because they don't want to pay out and have somebody do nothing for them. So if that's the case, I think you are looking at they are going to rise or fall together. And I think so much of this was a Dak Prescott hire. I think Dak drove a lot of this. A lot of their decision or faith in Brian Schottenheimer came from testimony from Dak Prescott and what he thinks he can be. And so I think that it's likely if Brian Schottenheimer gets fired, that's going to be the end of Dak Prescott too.
But that's... Schottenheimer's not getting fired before the contract is over, right?
Wouldn't guess so. But I mean,
that's 4 years regardless.
Yep.
And Dak at that point is what?
34, 35.
That's the end anyway. So you're right.
I mean,
for the most part, like he's kind of breaking down.
Yeah. I mean, if he's still.
He'd be a strict pocket passer at that point.
Yes.
Even more so than he is now.
Yeah, he already is. I think that. If they have success, if Brian Schottenheimer gets a second contract, Dak Prescott's still going to be here.
Yeah,
I agree. That means Dak was healthy, they had success, and it was enough to warrant an extension.
Yeah, there's very little chance Shotty gets a second deal if the thing doesn't work. If he does...
He is exclusively tied, I think, to Dak Prescott.
Does he have to do more than McCarthy to get another contract?
No. I don't think so. I think he has to show that.
Do we have any idea on his salary?
I don't. No. That's not out. And so here
are the rumors?
Rumors are always, you know, you see reports out there of people who, like, it's not confirmed, but you'll see people out there who talk about it being in like the $8 million range. But that's not confirmed. That's not out there. That's still
a year?
That's still on the lower end of most head coaches in the NFL.
Wasn't that more than Mike?
No, Mike was at 8.
Was it right at 8? Mm-hmm.
Mike was at 8. So, I mean, I would imagine he's probably around what Mike got, probably because it's just they didn't want to spend more on it, I wouldn't think.
Okay, so why would he get an extension if he doesn't at least eclipse what Mike did?
Because I think we're talking about if he shows, like we mentioned, at the end of this deal, when the time this deal is running out, Dak Prescott's time may be running out. Some people would argue it's running out now. But if you feel like... that he ushered in a new era or that he helped stabilize things with Dak and he helped stabilize things with this core, by that time, you're going to be looking to usher in a new era, right? You're going to be looking to kind of look for your next franchise quarterback, all those sort of things. If you look at what he did in the waning years of this core and go, I like it, let's give him something to build. We like what he did here, the way he kind of pivoted this core and had success, maybe didn't have... Because to me, there's a decent argument to say if Mike McCarthy's here for the next 4 years, for instance, if they would have re-signed him, I don't think over the next 4 years they get back to where they were at their peak with McCarthy.
Probably not.
I don't think they're that good again. If Schottenheimer gets them close to that, then you've already outperformed what they projected out for McCarthy. And so if they're then going to build a new core, they may say, all right, we trust Schottenheimer to... build this and turn this into a positive culture and a winning football team. And so to me, I think they're tied together. I think more than, you know how the argument kept being made when they were evaluating McCarthy, they would say, all right, well, Dak had his greatest year there with shot or had his greatest year here with McCarthy. So why wouldn't you want to?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keep them around and keep that going and yada, yada, yada. I don't think that it was exclusively tied to Dak. Like, at all. I don't think they were evaluating the head coaching hire. I don't think they were evaluating McCarthy as a coach based on what he did with Dak. I think they were evaluating it based on what is this culture. That was a big part of the line that Schottenheimer used. Culture, culture, culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think how Schottenheimer holds Dak's hand into these later years of his career, he is absolutely going to be judged more off of Dak's play than McCarthy was, I think. Especially because Dak made such a, I think, you know, pound the fist on the table type of endorsement for him. That it's like, all right, well, you two are tied to each other.
So if Dak doesn't play well, but the team performs well, that might not look as
right
good on him.
Yeah, it might be something that dings him a little bit more.
Hmm.
But okay. I also think that if they're like, he stabilized things, he got more out of Dak in the final years than we thought McCarthy could have, then that could be enough to get him another contract even after Dak's gone. That's how I look at it.
Okay, interesting.
Do you think this is the last, I
think they're tied together.
This is the last head coach Dak plays for here?
With this team, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I don't see them giving him another contract anyway. He'll be 35. I don't see them giving they will draft his replacement in the next two drafts. Not counting this one.
Are they going to be picking high enough?
Again, not this one.
No, I know, but are they going to be? Do you anticipate they're going to be worse than they were this year?
No, not necessarily. I think they'll be in the mids, in the mid teens, or the 20s. Maybe they'll make the playoffs over the next 3 years. The nature of the NFL says they're going to. So they're going to make the playoffs in the next 3 years. I don't see. Now they're not going to draft a guy in the first round. They don't do that. They have shown you they're not going to do that. They need to. We detailed this. I mean, how many quarterbacks in this postseason were not first round draft picks?
Yeah, I will say I'm trying to look here, and
it was Hurts and Russ, right? That's it.
This is skewed a little bit, obviously. But let's see here: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Out of the last 9 Super Bowls, and again, I say it's skewed a little, and you're going to know why when I ask this question.
It's skewed because of Tom.
But out of the last 9 Super Bowls, how many have had a game where the starting quarterback was not a first round pick? One of the starting quarterbacks wasn't.
I mean, every one, I bet.
Except it was one. It was Rams Bengals had Stafford and Burrow.
Yeah.
But that was it.
But again, Brady skews everything.
Brady skews a lot of that. But it does show, I mean, even without Brady, Jalen Hurts just won one, went back, won one. He was a second round pick. He was considered probably similar to, I mean, roughly similar to what Jalen Milroe's considered right now. When he was coming out, that was the kind of prospect he was.
Yeah.
Last year, I mean, Brock Purdy was in the game. That was the last pick of the draft. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, Brady skews him. That Jimmy Garoppolo took him to a Super Bowl as a second round pick, or was present for a Super Bowl as a second round pick. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Took him to the Super Bowl. So, yeah. I mean, we but do have again, a history of it happening.
That the Eagles got to where they were because of the number two overall pick. That they had a great year. And, you know, he played, what, 13 weeks or whatever that year Wentz did?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they were in a position to be in the playoffs because of.
But they were also ravaged by injuries at that point.
Yeah, they were.
But, I mean, even still, you look at Russell Wilson, won a Super Bowl, went back as a third round pick. Like, I do think it's changing a little bit. I still think.
Yeah, look, I mean, at the end of the day, you still had, of the 14 teams in the playoffs this year, only two were quarterbacked by a non-first rounder.
You're right. No, you're right. And if you go back
and majority of those, like half of those were the top 10.
And if you go back and look over history, yeah, a lot of it is still Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning,
Ben,
Patrick Mahomes, Ben. Like, those are still first-round quarterbacks. And in a lot of instances, top 10 quarterbacks. But I do think it's not as – it used to be a slam dunk. Pardon the metaphor. Used to be a slam dunk that – I think it was over the course of 40 years, there wasn't a single MVP in the NBA picked past the 15th pick in the draft. It was absurd. Like, every MVP was a lottery pick in the NBA. And so it's not quite to that level. It has shifted a little, but it's something where they're going to at least have to evaluate that position. I bet you they start looking at the future. You're probably right. Probably about 2-3 years from now, they're probably looking ahead and going, where's the replacement?
Give me a year to sit. And
Even if they think he's good right then, just getting ahead of things and trying to stabilize.
Have to. Sean and RJ here, 105 through the fan. It is time for Justin Tucker to lawyer up, man. It might be over for him. The Baltimore Banner broke this story. Remember, it got kind of buried because of Super Bowl week. But that was the original story, which had which had a series of massage therapists accusing him of completely inappropriate behavior during massage therapy sessions. Two reported massage parlors said they've banned him. Massage therapists said they walked out on him. Well, now seven more have emerged. The total is now 16. The initial story had six. Then it went to almost double figures, and now seven more have brought it to 16. He denied them all. The seven new accusers worked for businesses, including the spa at the Four Seasons in Baltimore, and the Baltimore spa and salon at the Ritz-Carlton, which has since closed and been replaced. He had a post on Twitter on January 30th. He flatly denied it. Two spas, like I said, have banned him. The NFL is looking into it. And maybe he can, you know, shortcut any investigation by just coming away and confidentiality agreements, reaching settlements. But when you have a number of 16, that's going to be a little bit tough to do. The Ravens, from a cap standpoint, are going to delay this for as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, and I mean, this has got to explain why he just fell off a cliff this year.
You think he knew about this?
I mean, I'm guessing the Baltimore Banner didn't just get this and turn it out in a day. Like, I'm guessing this has been an investigation that they've taken part in over the course of a few months, and he probably got wind of...
Was he declining last year, too?
He wasn't at the top of his game, but, I mean, we're talking about this year. He met his lowest career field goal percentage in his career was 82.5 in his fourth season. This year, he was 73%. He was 10 percentage points off where he had been. He missed 10 kicks this year between extra points and field goals. And, I mean, we're talking about stuff that he normally had just been money on. He was missing. And so, man, I don't know. I mean, he had never missed more than two kicks from the 40 to 49 range. He missed three this year, along with two extra points.
Yeah, he was automatic. Was he like the Brandon Aubrey leg? Like, he had a good leg.
Oh, I mean, he made it from 60
plus before.
Yeah, he was No, he had a booming leg. He was accurate. He was strong leg. I mean, he went 10 for 10 from 50 in 2016.
Oof.
Like, I mean, he was great, but this does feel very much like he must have known it was coming. And not no sympathy. It sounds like he's terrible, but it makes me wonder, all right, was that what that was? Because we saw how much it affected Deshaun Watson.
Again, it did. It still is.
Of his own doing, but we saw how much that then changed.
He's hated. I mean, Deshaun's hated. Yeah. By the teammates. And Tucker's going to be hated too. Like, you know, and the Ravens are there. They have put themselves in a spot where they have to act because, you know, Harbaugh said a couple of weeks ago that they had, actually it was more than a couple of weeks, they were talking about some incident that happened and they played this audio clip. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. It was from a couple of years ago where they said they have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to, for lack of a better term, crimes against women.
And took him a little while with Ray Rice, but yeah.
It did, yeah. But that's why they have that zero tolerance policy. Well, I mean, if you have a zero tolerance policy, like Justin Tucker can't be on your football team. Again, you've got to let the process plays out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
legally. Yep.
Houston didn't go and cut Deshaun immediately. Nope. They put him on like a restricted list. They sat him for a year. But I thought they did the right thing, like let the process play out.
This is ESPN said it is now up to 16 therapists from 8 spas. So that's pretty.
It's not one place. It's not one person. I mean, you're talking about more than a dozen women.
Boy, thank God we've got guys here who represent the NFC North. And now that we talk about it, we got the Packers and Bears. That AFC North, something about them. Justin Tucker, Deshaun Watson, Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, Cincinnati had their issues.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah. They're like, we're not looking so bad just pulling guns on people over here anymore.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, look, you got a number that's approaching 20. This is so the league has no subpoena power here. The Ravens can cut them. There's cap ramifications. What do they do? Like, that's the next question that they're going to figure out is what do they wind up doing with Justin Tucker, because you as of right now, the league, if they played a game tomorrow, would he suit up?
Yes, I think he would for now. Because I think the Ravens would say, well, we got to let it play out. It's not like
a... You don't think they would do and just put him on like a restricted list and say, so. You know what, we're just going to...
He's kicking. He's going to go out there. Like, I mean, it's a play at a time every 15 minutes. Like to me, I think they could very easily just say, well, it's a single play.
All right, would
position
the league let him? Because I don't know that.
It's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know that Houston had any say in Deshaun. I think the league was like no, just sit him down. You could pay him, right? You still pay him,
yeah.
Because that's at the end of the day, like you. I mean, if you were to just move on from if the league were to say cut him, I mean, you open up yourself for a lawsuit, which the league doesn't care about. I mean, they got sued by Kaepernick. They clearly blackballed him.
I wonder if the new CBA will start. Whenever they get to the next CBA negotiations, I wonder if there will be any sort of a fight for, look, we got to have basic rules in place about, you know, these sort of things happening and being able to just void the contract. Because now we're stuck with a Deshaun Watson who's broken. And now, I mean, they traded for him when they knew all this was out there. But basically,
there's been new stuff since.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way, like, I wonder if the league would start or if owners are going to start pushing for, hey, we got to have a way out of these deals like that aren't going to hurt the cap.
Yeah, now, like, fortunately for the Ravens, Tucker's a kicker, like you said. You know, it's not the same as a quarterback who's playing 60 plays a game. Nobody has to like the kicker. They don't care. Players got to like the quarterback. Yep. But you still can't have a kicker out there that's a predator.
Yeah.
If that's, you know what I mean? Like, you got let it play out, whatever, but put them on the restricted list. Don't let them see the light of day on a field until this thing is resolved.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.